Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? This is Steph Edsel, your hostess of DBT Weekly. Just some housekeeping items. I wanted to respond to some of the questions I've had via email. I would love to name my episodes on Spotify. I'm not sure how to do it yet. When I originally when I originally started this podcast, it was on SoundCloud. And SoundCloud does give descriptions for every single episode, so I'll probably just have to continue using SoundCloud. I just really hadn't planned on it. With all three of those things going, it does take money without a sponsorship, so I will just be honest. Today, we are going to talk about mindfulness of others. Last week, we went over skills for finding potential friends. I wonder how that went for you guys. Did anybody make a new friend? Be interested to hear about that. So mindfulness of others. What is this? Why be mindful of others? We've learned what mindfulness is, right? We've learned the what and the how skills of mindfulness at this point. Just check it out. Relationships last longer when we remember to be mindful of the other people in these relationships. Could you believe it? Mindfulness of others is also an extension of the give skill. Remember the give from Dear Man, Give and Fast, and it's part of the relationship effectiveness skills. Mindfulness of others is a reiteration of the core mindfulness what and how skills, kind of like what I just said. This is including observing and paying attention to others, describing what is observed rather than judging it, and participating in the flow of interactions. How do you observe and attend to other people? Seems like it would be like pretty easy, but it's actually kind of difficult at first because I think that we just, you know, haven't really been taught these skills. So, number one, you're going to pay attention with interest and curiosity. Get into that curious mindset. Try not to be an expert. Don't interrupt. Remember to let people finish speaking before you speak. Be open to new information about others. Let go of overfocusing on yourself. You aren't staying in the present moment if you're focused on yourself. I'm guilty of this. I'm so guilty of this, of like, oh my gosh, is there anything in my teeth? Is my hair okay? Do I have bad breath? Oh, blah, 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 all these internal dialogue thoughts. And then I go, oh my gosh, I feel so self-absorbed when I do that. You're not alone if this happens to you. Stay in the present. You can use your five senses grounding to help you do that. Like look around for five things you see, four things you can touch, three things you can hear, two things that you can smell, and one thing that you can taste. And that will help you stay grounded in the present moment. Stop multitasking. Yeah, I'm talking to you. If you're talking to me, put your phone down. I'll do the same. I'll respect that courtesy. Be with that person. Make eye contact. Show that you're listening. Don't be trying to do dishes or, you know, help kids with homework while you're having a conversation with somebody or your partner. And finally, give up judgments and always being right. Holy cow, is that so hard? I notice so often the attachment of being right. Like, I don't know what that is about. I feel like it's just like family of origin stuff. Things that we grew up with and the way that we were raised. Like, being right is important. It's really not as important as being effective and learning how to navigate this life as effectively as possible rather than judging and blaming. Okay, so how do you use describing in a conversation? Number one, describe what you observe in a matter-of-fact way. Again, like I said, focus on what you see, hear, taste, touch, smell. Use those five senses, no interpretations. Number two, put aside judgmental thoughts and statements. Number three, don't make assumptions about others. It's a big one. That's like being in expert mind. Try to be in curious mind, okay? Number four, don't question others' motives and intent. Number five, give others the benefit of the doubt. And number six, allow others to earn your trust. Don't give this away so fast. This is really a big key. Sometimes I feel like, you know, we want to be trusting of human beings, and that's all fine and good. And at the same time, when we get burned at the end of a relationship, we're like, dang it, I wish I hadn't trusted them. Well, how about you just let them earn it and you earn their trust as well? It's kind of like, you know, a two-way street. Let's reciprocate trust. How do you participate fully with others? Let's move on to participation. You're going to be throwing yourself into interactions. Even if you're nervous, use a crisis survival skill. Lower your suds and join the conversation an activity. I don't know, maybe you have to do some breathing for a moment or some paired muscle relaxation, something that'll help you get back into the present. Go with the flow. Let someone else lead the conversation and listen for the flow of the conversation. I know that's hard. Finally, become one with group activities and conversations. Again, no assuming. This is definitely where we're going to be using our curious mindset and not running around finishing people's sentences or interrupting or being like, oh yeah, I know what you're going to say next. It's really about being there in the present moment, observing, describing, and participating non-judgmentally, effectively. You want to be paying attention to one another as much as possible rather than focusing on, you know, yourself. I found this to be really effective in conversations where I didn't know people and I felt really nervous because I didn't know people. So that is the episode for today. It is very short and sweet. It is to remind us about mindfulness. As much as we hear it, and if you may be sick of it, that's okay. I'm really sorry about that. I'm just going to invite you to use your curious mindset and keep practicing using your five senses and be aware that your impact has, you know, a lot of force sometimes with other human beings and their impact as well. So be mindful of your transactions these next few days while you're practicing being mindful of others. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate all the support and all of the emails I'm getting. You can find us on social media, the DBT Center of Utah. And again, if you'd like to email me, feel free, uofudbt@gmail.com. Next week, I'm going to be going over how to end relationships, because ending destructive relationships can sometimes be more difficult than forming relationships in the first place. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. I sure can. And thanks again for joining me. We will see you next week here on DBT Weekly. Have a wonderful Monday, everybody.